Right, Super Mums from Super Value. We've been talking about them quite a bit over the last number of weeks. We chatted to a host of them. 36 Super Mums were on that shortlist. The Super Mum of Super Mums is on the line at our invitation, Geraldine Cassidy. Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Geraldine, heartiest congratulations. You're a Super Mum and a half. You had 80 children that you were Super Mum to.
Yeah, roughly 80 kids.
It's amazing because you spent a lot of your time fostering.
I did. I fostered for 15 years.
And you were rewarded last night, but I'm sure you've been rewarded in many different ways down the years.
We have, through the children themselves, you know, the love that the kids give me and Matt was unreal, you know, and the night of the day was amazing.
And what does it mean to you to actually be crowned Super Value Super Mum? Because the other 35 mums were incredible as well.
They were. Every single one of them mums had a story to tell. And I truthfully, I really didn't think I was in the hope of... When you sat down, actually, and listened to all the stories, and I'm going to my daughter and I'm saying, oh, my God, this is brilliant, you know, that's brilliant. We haven't a hope, you know. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I thought I knocked you off.
You're all right.
We haven't a hope. And then when they called the third, the second, and all I could see was the cameraman walking up the aisle. And I actually thought it was the girl behind me. So I did. And he stopped. So he did. And I'm going, oh, no. And when the girl called my name, Frank, I was in pieces.
It's always a good sign when you see the camera coming towards you.
I didn't know that. This is the first time I've ever been at anything like this, you know?
I'm going to have a word with that cameraman. I think he must have jumped the gun slightly. If I was the compere on the stage and the cameraman let the cat out of the bag before I announced it, I'd be given off.
I don't actually think that he did, you know. It was the way that I just seen him telling me, you know, and I'm going, he's definitely going to the girl behind me here, you know.
But just add it to the excitement.
Oh, the excitement was unreal. I couldn't speak. Frank was crying my heart out, so I was, and everybody was coming over and congratulating me, and I kept saying, you know, well, it wasn't only me that done this, it was my family, you know.
That's an important point, because if you're going to foster 80 people down the years, your family, your own children and your husband, they really do have to be supportive on it, don't they?
Every single one of them supported me. Unbelievable. You know, and they all loved nursing the babies or fighting with each other. Like brothers and sisters would normally get on, you know. They loved it.
And some of those foster kids would have stayed for a very short time, others for a longer period of time.
Yes, I had one that stayed with me for 4 years, and we wanted to adopt her.
And do you still have contact with the like of that young person?
She actually came to me. So she did it a few years ago, about 2 years ago, she found me. And the reunion was unreal. You know, the hugs and the kisses, and we seen her, and she just started a wee apartment and things. We went out and bought her bits and bobs and tried to help her out, you know, and I just can't believe, Frank, this has all happened.
Well, I think you've been honoured, because you really did contribute to the lives of 80 different people down the years, and that girl who came back to say thank you, who's now living in her own apartment, it no doubt will be full of praise for the contribution that you made to her life.
I would like to think that every single one of those children, let them be a baby or an older child that we had in the home, you know, would have taken away a wee bit of love.
I have no doubt, Geraldine, that they did.
I know they took a bit of my heart. I know they definitely did. When they all left, they all took a bit of my heart, because I broke it. I broke my heart.
You're a wonderful mom. A wonderful mom. And congratulations on being the Super Value Super Mom for this year. And you're from the Derry Farm area up in West Belfast. Geraldine, lovely speaking to you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for everyone. You know, it's just been amazing.
No, you have been amazing, girl. Geraldine, thank you. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks. Bye.
What a wonderful mom. And, of course, encouraging everyone to consider fostering, because foster parents and guardians are needed time and time again.